Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining me on the line right now from NGO Monitor is Sean Sachs. He is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor, and he joins me right now. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you. So I don't know if you heard what I was saying about this. You know, yesterday, Amnesty International coming out demanding that Israel supply vaccines for the coronavirus to the Palestinians. My question is it their responsibility? Is it Israel's responsibility to do that?
Well, that's actually the crux of the matter, because in 1993, Israel and the PLO signed the Oslo Accords, and it very specifically states in the Oslo Accords that civilian activities in Palestinian cities are the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority. And specifically, one of those activities are healthcare.
Okay, so why?
So by international standards,
yeah,
the Palestinian Authority is responsible for their own healthcare.
So where does this narrative come from that Israel is responsible?
Well, I think unfortunately we see this a lot, that Israel is in the news at the moment for good things. Nearly 1.5% of Israel's ten and a half percent of Israel's population has been vaccinated. Israel paid an enormous price financially for this, nearly $350 million. That's a lot of rand to get their population vaccinated as soon as possible. And rather than actually praise Israel for doing this, many of the NGOs who themselves make a lot of money and get a lot of mileage out of bashing Israel have decided to turn this around and say, well, no, Israel is responsible for doing something bad.
Why? Is it just part of a hate club? I mean, why do that?
Well, I think unfortunately we see that Israel is a very soft and easy target. Nobody's going to go after China for preventing the World Health Organization from entering China and actually investigating
or unleashing coronavirus on the world.
Right.
Let's talk about that as well.
None of these major human rights groups are actually going to criticize China for these type of things, which are clearly problematic. Nobody's really going to do that. Many of these same NGOs are not that interested in the basic human rights violations by the Hamas authorities in Gaza because, well, they're not going to be listened to. On the other hand, Israel, which prides itself in being a democracy, and actually, yes, we do pay attention to the rantings of many of these NGOs. We encourage debate, we encourage democracy, and so these NGOs feel that they have a right then to make up, in some cases, blatant lies about Israel because they know they will be received. And just to take it a step further, the fact that we actually need to talk about this proves them right, because it should be a non-story. Israel is doing a phenomenal job of vaccinating its entire population as quick as possible, and that should be the end of the story.
All right, so who's carrying the narrative, Sean?
Well, the narrative is being carried by what we'd call the usual suspects, starting at the very top by Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, who are demanding that Israel provide free vaccines for the entire Palestinian population and Gaza. And then we also see many Israeli and Palestinian NGOs are actually echoing the same narrative by saying Israel is responsible for all health care of Palestinians, whether they live in Ramallah or Gaza, which unfortunately is blatantly false. And not only that, it goes against the accord signed by Israel and the Palestinian Authority. And it may even contravene international law, because if Israel enters Palestinian areas that's not under its control, in this case Gaza, and starts handing out health care, that actually may be that may constitute the same annexation that many of these NGOs say is against international law. The reality is, if Israel goes into these areas and starts providing basic health care, it contravenes its own laws, it contravenes Oslo, and it may even contravene international law. But human rights NGOs aren't interested in the actual laws. They're interested in what they think the laws are and what they want the laws to be. And real law, real international law is irrelevant.
Absolutely fascinating. And where does the funding come from? I mean, these advocacy campaigns, right or wrong, I mean, they're expensive.
Right. So there's two things I want to bring up about funding. The first is that organizations like Amnesty and Human Rights Watch are privately funded by individual donations and by very large donor groups from the George Soros Foundation and many others that do phenomenal work around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the Israeli and Palestinian NGOs, over half their budget actually comes from European countries. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up, and this I only noticed recently, according to the Washington Post, which is actually a very good newspaper at most times, the Palestinian Authority spent in the last 2 years, every year spent over $350 million paying the salary of Palestinian terrorists, in some cases murderers, who are in Israeli prisons. They get $350 million a year. Israel paid $345 million for the vaccines from Pfizer. So when we're told Israel has a responsibility to its citizens, we take that responsibility very seriously. The Palestinian Authority prefers to spend the exact same amount of money elsewhere.
That's absolutely fascinating. It's fascinating how there's actual real money being put behind carrying a false narrative.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money. It's a very, very much, and many times these organizations spend a lot of money attacking Israel because they know they get news, they get coverage, and then they can receive more money.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, it's what's so interesting is to see how many people are against the Abraham Accords. And, you know, who doesn't want peace, Sean? Where is peace not a good thing? And people are coming out and saying no because of the Palestinians. It's got nothing to do with the Palestinians. You're bringing peace to the Middle East.
Well, unfortunately, that is a very sad reality. In fact, the human rights groups and the so-called peace organizations should be the first ones who are celebrating the peace accords. But
absolutely.
The truth is, peace and real human rights and countries agreeing with each other doesn't pay the bills for organizations who make a lot of money and get a lot of mileage from conflict.
Yeah.
And that's a very sad reality that we've created.
So just to be sure, what is Israel responsible for? In terms of
Israel,
the Palestinians?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to say Israel is responsible for its citizenry. And that is exactly what they're doing. They're making sure that every Israeli over the age of 60 is being vaccinated. And they're receiving both vaccines within the allotted time period. After that, all healthcare workers in Israel, from nurses to doctors to even people who are pushing gurneys around, are being vaccinated. Anybody who is a healthcare worker. After that, the entire educational system, from kindergarten teachers all the way up to 12th grade teachers and anybody in the schools is being vaccinated. And in addition to that, anybody else who is at a health risk is also being vaccinated. And this is a major process. That's a major national program, and it is doing very, very well. After that, Israel is also responsible for all the people under its care. That'll probably also mean foreign residents. And yes, many Palestinian workers in Israel are also being vaccinated. And by the way, that means residents of East Jerusalem who are doctors, who are healthcare professionals, who are kindergarten teachers, which are also being vaccinated because they are Israeli residents. They're receiving the exact same healthcare as their Israeli counterpart, as their Jewish counterparts.
Hmm.
So that is a complete falsehood. In fact, Israel, Khalid Abu Tomeh, who's an Arab-Israeli journalist, approached the Palestinian Authority, and they denied even asking Israel for help. And the funny thing is, afterwards it was revealed that the Palestinian Authority did ask Israel for a limited amount of vaccines, just for senior figures within the Palestinian Authority. So the Palestinians are very much aware that Israel is doing a great job, but they want to take care of their own leadership, not necessarily their own people, because they know, one, Israel can be blamed if anything goes wrong with the Palestinian healthcare system.
Yeah.
And two, it appears the Palestinians are trying very hard to get other people to pay for their failing healthcare system, which, like many other issues in the Palestinian Authority, unfortunately is completely riddled with corruption.
Hmm. So what is the solution? Million-dollar question. I mean, when I look at this, I mean, and I think of, you know, a lot of issues would be sorted out if the Palestinian people had a state. Is the only question about where the borders of that state would be? Is that really what it comes down to, Sean?
Look, in this case, I'm not really qualified to speak on the negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians and what a solution will be.
Yeah.
I'm very good at commenting on what is going on at the moment.
Yes.
And I think what you've said actually is very important to the entire vaccine issue. that there are 139 countries around the world that recognize the Palestinian Authority as a Palestinian state. Many of them even have embassies or representative offices, in some cases even in Jerusalem. The Palestinian state has status at the United Nations, etc. So it has all these things of a state. But suddenly, when it comes to its own healthcare and providing healthcare for its own citizens and vaccines and paying a lot of money for it, suddenly that's Israel's responsibility. Hmm. That's a very strange dichotomy there, that you claim Palestine as an independent state and it does everything, but Israel is still responsible for the stuff that's really important and a lot of money. Yeah. Make up your mind, guys.
There you go. You can't have it both ways. Either it's, yes, I hear it. Sean, you put out an excellent article yesterday. If you can tweet that at Chai FM, and at myself, then I'll certainly retweet it, and then our listeners can actually go and read it. So thank you very, very much. As astute and as insightful as always, it's always a pleasure to speak to you.
And you, Kathy. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time, and have a wonderful day. That's Sean Sachs. He's a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. As soon as he sends, as soon as he tweets that article, I will be sure to share it.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.